It's Power Back Time on the Gutsy Podcast. Each episode brings you 5 minutes of condensed inspiration to reclaim the courage and momentum you've unintentionally given away. You've got big things to do, so let's get your power back. Well, hey there. Welcome back to the Gutsy Podcast. This Power Back episode is kind of fun for me because I'm going to share with you my 5 favorite witchy methods that I use to connect and expand with. Listen, I am a girl of the earth and of the universe. And when I learned that these are parts of who I am, and they actually really help me to not just connect with myself, to get more grounded, to get more centered, but these methods also help me find clarity and peace and solitude. And listen, I get that there might be ways to do certain things, but just like I teach you in just about every topic and aspect, there's no right or wrong way to do something when it is fully in alignment with you. And so my goal today is to share some of the things that I have found to be really supportive for me, and maybe that will inspire you to find something that works for you as well. Because let's face it, the mind does take over sometimes. Sometimes the stress, the anxiety, the worry, the overwhelm gets the best of you. And there are also times where you're ready to just step into something new, to strengthen your self-trust, to open yourself up to new possibilities. And the methods that I'm going to share with you today have been an incredibly simple yet profound way that I've been able to manage and tap into both of those things. Now, before we dig into these witchy goodness practices, I wanted to give you an update on the Gutsy Collective because in the month of April, we've been focusing on reclaiming your time and your energy. The first audio lesson of the month is a 20-minute deep dive, and it's really there to help you identify your time and energy suckers, to notice and really write down the tasks and activities that are draining your energy, and also to start to reflect on what do I actually want instead? How do I want to spend my time? How do I want to feel on a regular basis? And then each Monday thereafter, I send out a 5-minute focus audio. Literally, these are 5 to 5.5 minute long episodes. And they're focused on movement, actually taking the steps forward. So we're focusing on things like finishing something, cleansing your space, clearing out your head, filling your tank. And these might seem like very simple, elementary things, but spoiler alert, these are things that most people are not taking the time to do. One of the cool things about being inside the Gutsy Collective is these lessons live on. So no matter if you're listening to this particular episode here in April, or if you've caught this at a later date, this month's focus will live on inside the Gutsy Collective. And you can access it no matter when you sign up. The first 2 weeks are on me. I want you to come in and test it out. I want you to see the connection, the support, the vulnerability. And I want to give you a chance to access the content that I'm sharing with you each week. This is your call forward, my friend. It's time, it's the season for you. Go to lauraora.com, click on the Gutsy Collective, and I'll see you on the inside really soon. All right, back to these witchy ways. Now, I want to share some fun facts with you that you may not know about me. Fun fact number one, my paternal grandmother was born in Salem, Massachusetts. Now, just in case you're not familiar with what that is, Salem is basically the witch capital of the U.S. It was the home of the famous Salem witch trials and really just has a deep, rich witch history. I've had intuitive, witchy, like magical type of abilities for as long as I can remember. And when I found out that my grandmother was born in Salem, and I was like, well, a lot of this shit is making sense now. Fun fact number two. I grew up in a haunted house in Maryland. The townhouse development that I grew up in was built on top of a battleground, and it was not uncommon to see, hear, feel, or sense some of the soldiers that once roamed the land. In fact, up on the hill, there was this gargantuan mansion, which back in the day was also a hospital for said soldiers. So as you can imagine, things got quite interesting in the night, and especially around Halloween in our neighborhood. And fun fact number three is that my husband and our son also have abilities. So it's very common in our house to go into crystal stores, to be burning incense and sage. and just to be having like big universe type conversations over the dinner table. Over the years, I have learned that there are about a billion different ways to integrate things into your life. But more importantly, I've learned that there's no right or wrong way as long as you're doing it in a way that's moral, that is of the highest good, and it feels right to you. And so if you're on a journey of looking for some simple practices to integrate into your world without having to, you know, get a doctorate in witchcraft, which I don't even know if that's a thing, but that could be kind of interesting. Can you imagine Dr. Laura Aura of witchcraft? Like that just has an interesting sound to it. The things that I'm going to share with you today are my version of integrating these practices that help me to feel better. It helps me to connect. It helps me to get clarity when I'm seeking it. I think having a practice, especially if you're an empathetic person, like I really want to hone in on that when we talked about this first one. You have to have methods and ways to help release some of that energy that you're carrying around. So I don't follow any quote unquote standards. I do what feels right in my body. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do as well. My goal today is just to introduce a few things with the hopes that maybe it might inspire you to try one of these in your own way, or maybe it'll spark a new way for you to connect with yourself as well. This is all about finding methods that work with you and for you. And there's no wrong way when it's right for you. When do I tap into this kind of stuff? Well, I mean, it's like part of who I am, so it just comes kind of natural. But I particularly seek out to integrate some of these practices when I'm feeling disconnected, when I'm feeling overwhelmed, when I'm looking for clarity on something, if I need some guidance outside of my own head, if I want to quiet some of the head noise, like, oh, there's too many things, it's like static up there. Not to mention the ever-running freaking dialogue that I have with myself basically 24 hours a day. I also use it to release energy, to release tension, to strengthen my self-trust. These things are no different than putting good food into your body, moving your body through exercise or yoga, meditations, right? Like these are, it's just different tools. And when you find the tools that work well for you and your lifestyle, it can really be a game changer to help you connect and to also expand. So the first one, and probably one of my favorites to do, and gosh, I just want to reiterate, like this shit is simple. I'm talking about easy, easy, easy. If it is complicated, if I have to go buy 4,000 different things, if I have to be chanting some shit, like I'm probably out. Four things, and this is for me, I know that for things to stick in my world, they've got to be easy and they've got to be enjoyable. So my first one and my favorite one to do is grounding. Grounding for me looks like actually putting physical bare feet on the physical ground. And like I said a minute ago, especially if you're empathetic, if you tend to absorb people's energies, if you're always kind of walking around and you're like, oh, like I just feel kind of gunky, grounding is one of the easiest and most profound ways to release energy that is not yours and to recharge your own battery. When we stand on the actual physical earth, we are exchanging electrical energy with the earth. And this has the ability to neutralize the energies that are in our body. When I've had a really busy day, I'm feeling way too up in my head. I've been in large crowds of people, or I've just like completed something. I really crave the energy that grounding brings me. Because it neutralizes, it just kind of brings me back down into my body. It also feels good to have fresh air, to be outside. And I do this all hours of the day and night. Like whenever I feel like I need it, I go out. And if you want to take it up a notch, it's really therapeutic if you ground while it's raining outside. So if you find yourself just being really kind of gunked up, or you're just absorbing everything and everyone around you, grounding is so freaking simple. Like sometimes I stand out there for 5 minutes. I envision all of the energy that I'm feeling draining out of my left foot. That's the foot that we are releasing out of. And then I also envision new, fresh, clean, re-energizing energy coming up through my right foot. And it creates this kind of cycle, this filtration system that eventually I feel good. I don't have to do it anymore because I just feel completed. I also love to do this prior to something that I'm doing. So if I'm getting ready to give a talk, if I'm getting ready to go into a lot of meetings, if I'm gearing up for something, grounding helps to really re-energize my body and cleanse it so that I have the space and capacity to really show up as my best self in that moment. So another thing that I love to do, number two, is actually kind of new in our house, but I'm really fucking loving it. And that's creating simmer pots. Now, I first came across simmer pots on TikTok because lots of witchy things and people show up in my feed. And it's basically getting a pot of water, bringing it to a boil with different fruits, vegetables, herbs, and spices. Now, different foods and different spices carry different energies. While lavender is very soothing, oranges are very uplifting and energizing. Salt is for purity. You can put rosemary in there for good luck. Cinnamon for finances. Like, there's just all kinds of really neat, interesting things. And I would encourage you to research this if this is kind of piquing your interest today. So basically what you do is you get a pot, you put it on the stove, you turn it on. Meanwhile, you can cut up your fruits and gather your spices and really just start to think about the intention that you want to put into this. I love to use these to infuse good energy into our home, to cleanse and neutralize the air and the energy, and also to rejuvenate and invite great things in. One of my favorites that I was doing over the fall were orange slices, cinnamon sticks, rosemary, bay leaves, and salt. And when I tell you that this shit makes our house smell like heaven, I'm not kidding. And we put on just like really chill lo-fi music, and we've got the simmer pot going, and the house is really calm, and I've got candles going, and it just feels incredible. And I love that you can change the feeling of the house through the different herbs and spices and fruits that you're using in the simmer pot. So have fun with it, play with it, see what works well for you. You can keep it super simple with one or two things in there, and you could go buck wild and put all kinds of shit in there. I just think it's so incredible that you can literally change the vibe of your house with these simple things. And speaking of the vibe of your house, my third one is airing out. A lot of people do this over the winter because over the winter, it just tends to get stuffy and stale. Have you ever been in a house or in a room where things just feel really still and kind of heavy? That's stagnant energy. And it wants to be released, but it often needs our help to do that. So periodically, I will air out our space. And you might already be doing this and not even realizing that this is a bit of a practice. But when a fresh spring day is going on and you just crack open the windows and it just automatically feels different in your house, you're cleansing your space. You're airing things out. And this could look like something as simple as opening up the windows. Maybe it's infusing essential oils, burning things like sage or Palo Santo, or you can tack it on with your simmer pot. The goal here is to move the energy out. If you've just had an argument, if you've just done a big project, if you've been high on stress lately, if you've been sick, or everyone's just been cooped up for a long time, like all of these and many other reasons are reasons to air out your house. And another thing too is if you're feeling just kind of uneasy in your own space, that could be a sign that it's time to do a good air out cleanse as well. Okay, so my fourth favorite tool to use, and this one is not new, is tarot and oracle cards. Now, could I read tarot for somebody? Probably not. I mean, maybe, but I'm not fluent in it enough. I don't know all the cards enough to like actually do a quote-unquote reading. But I know them enough, and I have my own little handy-dandy book that's come with my pack. And I know that I have the time and the space to be learning and to experiment it, but use this as a tool. So the way that I like to use these is when I'm seeking guidance, when I want to tap into my spirit team, when I'm looking for direction or clarity beyond me, when I really just want to have some connection to gain some direction on what to do next, the tarot and oracle cards really come in handy for tapping into the energies beyond me. Tarot cards are your traditional deck of cards, where oracle cards are very different depending on what deck you have. For instance, I have a deck, it's like an answer deck. So this oracle deck, you know, you pull a card and it will tell you yes, no, it's not time yet, it's on its way, like it's a time-related oracle deck. And there's a shit ton of different versions. And so just find the one that works best for you. Go and find the one that speaks the most to you. And when I'm really just looking for, again, that guidance or clarity, I'll just sit down, I'll shuffle the deck, I'll sit with myself, tap into my energies, and see what the cards reveal to me. And I always find that it reinforces what I already am feeling, but there's something about that little tiny bit of extra validation that helps me to build my confidence. You know, I'm using these a lot to reinforce and to build my own personal confidence. And when I'm feeling one way and then the cards reinforce it that came from my spirit team in another way, then, you know, it must be true, right? I think sometimes tarot and oracle can feel really intimidating because there are a lot of cards and a lot of meanings and a lot of different interpretations. I mean, one scroll online and you're going to get 40 different people that use them 40 different ways. And so again, use them how it feels right to you. I'm not setting out to become a master card reader. I'm just using them as a tool to experiment and to build my own trust. And lastly, one of my favorite tools to use is to seek guidance outside of me. Look, I'm all about self-trust. I'm all about gut and intuition and trusting myself, but I also love the mentorship of my peers for the same reason that you might hire a coach or a trainer or a doctor. You might also hire a psychic medium, someone that does read cards, a Reiki master. There are all different types of healing and energetic modalities with brilliant teachers that can help guide you. I really value that connection and mentorship with other people. And having my spirit squad has been so profound in my world because I have people that I can turn to, that I can listen to, that I can learn from. Learning from them is so incredible because, again, not only am I absorbing new information and learning new ways, much like you're listening to the Gutsy podcast today, but I'm also strengthening my self-trust as well. I'm getting to know more about who I am, understanding myself in new ways. So I thought it would be fun to share some of my squad with you because they're just incredible human beings. First is a longtime, incredible best friend of mine, Sarah Martucci. She's been on the Gutsy podcast not once, but twice. This woman is a riot. I fucking love her with all of my being. She's a psychic medium. She's a certified crystal healer, paranormal investigator. She's into all of the witchy things. And every single year, I reach out to her and I do a year ahead reading to just kind of have a landscape for what my year might be looking like. She also does readings for in the moment or 6 months ahead for a particular situation if you want to tap into a loved one. She's freaking incredible and she is a hoot and a half to be around. Her most recent episode on the Gutsy podcast is 183, and she shared more about trusting your individual spirit ability. So if that intrigues you, I definitely recommend that you listen to that episode. Another beautiful soul that I work with is Roz Place, and she helps you work with your guardian angel. She was episode 75 on the Gutsy podcast, and she shared about her journey and her story with tapping into her guardian angel. And how each of us have our own and how we can use that to our highest good here on this earth. And lastly, not yet on the Gutsy podcast, but is coming up this summer, is this incredible woman named Deanne. Deanne came as a recommendation from a very good friend of mine, and Deanne focuses on reading your Akashic records. She can tap into every lifetime that you have ever been in. She can see your soul contracts. She can help you to release those contracts. And she's also been really brilliant about business stuff as well. In fact, I learned from her that your business carries its own Akashic records. It has its own energy. I've done, I don't even know how many readings with her at this point because I'm just so fucking fascinated by it. And each time I just learn so much more about who I am as a person. So there are a lot of other things that I love to integrate as well, but these are the ones that I use on a regular basis. And again, they just help me to just be me, to release energy, to tap into myself, to trust myself, to connect, to release stuff. I use these tools just like somebody goes to the gym. It's a way to move energy and to strengthen my mind and my body. And I'd love to know what modalities you use. If there's one that we share or if there's a different one, I would love to connect with you. So reach out to me on social. You know, I'm on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram at that Laura Aura. And if you're looking for more in-depth guidance, if you're looking for that connection, the community, a place to share these vulnerable types of tips and tricks with people, I'm telling you, the Gutsy Collective is fucking on fire right now in the best of ways. The support, the camaraderie, the depth, the knowledge, the realness, it's unlike any other. You can sign up for a 14-day trial. I don't really know what you're waiting on, my friend. So get your beautiful ass in here, and I can't wait to support you more. Have fun with some of these new witchy modalities that you've used today. And as always, until I see you next time, stay gutsy.